Time now for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, let's head courtside for today's play-by-play coverage.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, you are dialed in 96.9 The Pulse. Megan Sturton, our studio producer here this afternoon. I am Brandon Tabb, and we are live and on location in Wichita, Kansas, on the campus of Friends University. It's the boys' Class 2A state basketball tournament and a quarterfinal matchup here today, featuring the 2-seed and number 2-ranked Berean Academy taking on the 7-seed and representing the Big East League, the Rossville Bulldogs. We are excited to bring you this one here today, about 10-plus minutes until the opening tip-off. We'll take a timeout. We'll dive into the matchup and get you caught up on the latest games from earlier today in this bracket. We're off and running. It's high school basketball, and we're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Insure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the costs involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth builds the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dialed in here on 96.9 The Pulse, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Alongside Megan Sturton, back in our full studios, Brandon Tabman here courtside on the campus of Friends University in Wichita, Kansas. Side of the class, 2A Boys State Championship Tournament quarterfinal, with the 2-seed and number 2-ranked Berean Academy taking on the 7-seed and out of the Big East League, the Rossville Bulldogs. Well, let's dive into both of these teams. We'll start with Rossville. 17-7 is their overall record. They went 6-4 in the Big East, which tied them for fourth place alongside St. Mary's and Jefferson West. You look at their sub-state victories to get to this matchup here today. They beat McLeod 90-28, Morehill Mounts Academy 67-51, and Kansas City Christian in that sub-state title game last weekend 60-49. Now a little bit of the background on state history for Rossville and boys basketball. They are searching for their first boys basketball state championship in school history this season in 2026. It's their seventh state appearance, and last season they made it to state as well, so they're going back to back here in 25 and 26. Their appearance last season at the state tournament was their first since 2011. Tall task here for the Dogs tonight, as they take on the number 2 seed and number 2 ranked team in the state, the Warriors of Berean Academy. Out of the Heart of America League, they are 22-2 on the year. They have won 8 consecutive games. Their only losses are to 2 top-tier teams in 2A, one being Sacred Heart, number 4 ranked team in the class, and their other loss to the defending champs and number 1 ranked Sterling, who's in action later on tonight as well in their opening round at Coke Arena against Douglas. Berean Academy, their sub-state victories. Hillsboro in the opening round, 64-35, semifinal contest. They defeated Conway Springs 55-43, and in that sub-state championship game last weekend, they knocked out Mound Ridge by a final score of 44-38. Well, for Berean Academy, looking for their third boys state basketball championship. They went back-to-back in 2010 and 2011. This season, it's their 16th state appearance. They also had runner-up finishes in 1995 and 1999. And this season for Berean Academy, their first appearance at the state tournament since COVID in 2020. It's Berean Academy and Rossville here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll step aside, continue our pregame coverage right after this. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. You want genetics that adds pounds and profit? It's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you. Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dialed in on 96.9 The Pulse, Megan Sturt and Brandy Tabner with you. Once again, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory. It is presented by Giant Mobile right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Getting closer to the opening tip-off. Boys Class 2A State Tournament Quarterfinal here on the campus of Friends University in Wichita, Kansas. It is Berean Academy and Rossville coming up in just a little bit. Let's get you caught up on the bracket. Two games have already gone final, and two low seeds have advanced. Of course, you heard it right here on the Pulse just a little while ago. The St. Mary's Bears, the 5 seed, knocking out the 4 seed Thomas More Prep 60-44. So St. Mary's moving on to a semifinal Friday afternoon, or mid-evening, I should say, at 5:30 in Emporia. We'll take on the winner of Sterling and Douglas, which is going to be tipping off here momentarily. Sterling, undefeated, number 1 seed, number 1 ranked, and the defending champs. Could be the matchup for St. Mary's on Friday night. On this floor just a little bit ago here in Wichita, it was the 6 seed St. Mary's Colgan defeating the 3 seed Classical School of Wichita by a final score of 54-47. So St. Mary's Colgan advancing to Emporia on Friday night, and they'll get the winner of this game coming up between Berean Academy and Rossville. Again, Berean Academy, number 2 seed and number 2 ranked under head coach Lewis Wiebe. 22-2 is their record. They have won 8 consecutive games. Now, they started the season 5-0 before their first loss against Sacred Heart, who is the number 4 ranked team in Class 2A. That final score was 50-47. After that first loss, they followed that with 9 consecutive wins before their second and only loss to this point. That's against 2A number 1, as we just mentioned, and the defending champ Sterling. That final score was 59-50. Now, for Rossville, they have won 7 of their last 8 games. And when the calendar flipped from January to February, they have played 11 games since then, and they have won 9 of them. So you look at how things have shaped out here for Rossville at 17-7. They went 3-3 in the month of December, but 5-2 in January, and 9-2 since. Wins over McLeod, Moorhill Mounts Academy, and KC Christian to get to this matchup here tonight on the campus of Friends University. A final timeout. We'll get you the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. It is coming up next. You're dialed in here on The Pulse as you are listening to the Giant Communications and JVN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Starting lineups and the opening tip-off coming your way next.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community close to home.
When it comes to sports, you need a game plan to win. Your finances are no different. When the game is on the line, trust Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, Coach Craig helps individuals and families build a financial game plan designed to protect what matters most and prepare for the future. And for the first time in a long time, Prudential has a local agent serving the Topeka area once again. So if you're ready to put a solid strategy in place, call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial at 785-408-6571 and start building your financial game plan today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Once again, you're dialed in. Giant Communications, JVN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Boys Class 2A State Championship Tournament quarterfinals. The 2-7 matchup here today on the campus of Friends University in Wichita, Kansas. The 2 seed and number 2 ranked Berean Academy, the Warriors, under head coach Lewis Wiebe, taking on the 7 seed and representing the Big East under head coach Brandon McDonald, the Rossville Bulldogs. Well, moments away from the opening tip-off here tonight, we are sitting courtside, and let's get you tonight's starting lineups for this 2A quarterfinal matchup. We'll start the road team on the scoreboard, and that is the 7 seed, Rossville Bulldogs, under fourth-year head coach Brandon McDonald. Their record this season, 17-7. 7 of their last 8 they have won, and they've won 9 of their last 11 since the beginning of February. Well, it's been the same as the majority of the season. Jacoby McDonald, a 5'6 senior, he is averaging 15 points, nearly 7 assists per game. Jack Donovan, he is a 5'10 senior, leading scorer for this team for Rossville, 20 points per game. He is second on the career all-time scoring list. Connor Bush is a 5'10 senior. He is averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds a game. Cam Miller down low, 6'4 senior forward, 15 points and 9 rebounds a game. And then Andre Johnson on the wing, a 5'10 junior. He is averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. So again, for Rossville and head coach Brandon McDonald, it is McDonald, Donovan, Bush, Miller, and Johnson. For number 2 seed and number 2 ranked Berean Academy under head coach Lewis Weeby. Mason Balzer, a 5'8 junior guard in the backcourt. He is also joined on the wing by Wyatt Friesen, a 6'1 junior. Emery Kakullah is a 6'2 senior forward, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. You also got Jace Unruh, a 6'2 junior, at 9 points and 5 rebounds a game. And then Nolan Swayze, a 6'5 senior, leading scorer at 12 points, adding 6 rebounds a contest. So again, for Berean Academy, Balzer, Kakullah, Unruh, Friesen, and Swayze. Thank you so much for hanging with us here tonight. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here on the polls. Once again, you're dialed in to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Rossville boys will go right to left as we sit courtside here at Friends University in the road black uniforms, white numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in red. Berean Academy, the all-white home uniforms here today, yellow numerals and lettering, and they are trimmed out in blue. It's been a fun week, and it will continue on. It's day two of our coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It'll be Cam Miller jumping against Nolan Swayze, and here we go. It's controlled by the 2-seed and number 2-ranked Berean Academy as they work it into the front court here, opening possession from left to right. Quick ball movement around the perimeter. It's on the left wing. Balls are now right side of the floor as they go back and forth with him and Friesen. Still going back and forth. Now a skip into the right corner. Rossville coming out in his own defense here to start. 25 seconds in, no score. Balzer's left side pass to Friesen. Now Balzer gets it back up top. Once again, Friesen the touch. He'll navigate into the lane. Jump shot off the heel. No good. Rebound Rossville. Connor Bush pulling it down. Here come the Dogs from right to left. 40 seconds into the game, no score. Rossville averaging 67 points per game this season. Berean Academy, number 2 ranked team in the state. Here is Jacoby McDonald on the dribble left side. Little hesitation, got stopped on the baseline. Kicked it back to Johnson on the left wing, who hands it right back to McDonald, who works it back middle of the floor. 1 minute gone by, no score. Here is this game is just getting started here tonight. Left side of the floor, Connor Bush. Here's a post touch for Johnson. McDonald, right corner. He'll go baseline underneath, wraps it into the corner with Bush. He'll get in the lane. Back to Johnson. He'll spin, right block. Shot no good. But Andre Johnson is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. First foul at 6:47 to go in the first quarter. And Nolan Swayze will pick up the first foul for Berean Academy. Here is Andre Johnson, the 5'10 junior. It'll be his 70th free throw attempt of the season. It's on the way. Got it to go. Good start for Rossville. They're out to a 1-0 lead. Johnson averaging 6 points, 3 rebounds a game. Shoots it at 47% from the floor. And the second by Johnson. That one halfway down. No good. Rebound for Swayze and Berean Academy. So Rossville, the 1-0 advantage. Just a minute plus gone by in this opening quarter. Winner gets St. Mary's Colgan on Friday night in Emporia in the semifinals. Berean Academy working across this dog zone defense. Up top, it's Friesen. They get a baseline touch. Now Balzer's pass, left wing. Little hesitation, straight up top. Kakullah going to work, rocking a big, heavy left knee brace. Back into the corner with Balzer. Now Friesen. They play back and forth with it. Balzer a three. That is well short. Rebound Rossville. Jack Donovan pulls it down, trying to add to a 1-0 lead about 2 minutes in. Johnson in the lane. He's bumped there, and a foul on Berean Academy. Team foul number 2 against the Warriors. It'll be the second foul against Nolan Swayze. So the 6'5 senior is going to have to come off the floor here early. And our first sub for Berean Academy, it'll be Tripp Beverlin, a 6-foot junior. Here's Jacoby McDonald, left side of his own backboard to throw it in. Lobs it near midcourt to Jack Donovan. Donovan right side of the floor to Bush. High right on the wing. Post touch again for Johnson. He's quickly doubled. Back into the corner with Bush. He'll drive. Johnson right wing, and he is called for a travel. Turnover by Rossville. First turnover by the Dogs. 2 minutes into this opening quarter, a 1-0 Rossville lead on a free throw by Andre Johnson. Rossville boys basketball in search of their first title in school history. Berean Academy looking for their third piece of hardware on this aspect of it. Still that zone defense here for Rossville. Perimeter passing here for the Warriors. Right side, Mason balls around the touch. Friesen now into the middle of the floor. It was pumped around. Kakula fading away, right elbow Jay a little bit strong. Another rebound for Rossville. Connor Bush, his second rebound. Jacoby McDonald wants to go coast to coast, forcing a tough shot up in transition, and he got the kind touch off the 10. First field goal for either side. Rossville, a 3-0 lead, 2.5 minutes into the game. Still this zone defense, pressing on the perimeter. McDonald went for a steal, not there. Balls are gathering, now Friesen right side. He'll skip it left, Kakula. He'll get to the left elbow, picks it up there. Back door, shot up and good. Good pass by Unruh. And is Kukela who got that bucket there. First Berean Academy basket, 3-2 our score. Rossville by 1, 3 minutes into the game. Here's McDonald into the front court. Bush, now back up top, Cam Miller. Right side from Miller. Miller gets it back between the rings out high. Here's Connor Bush once again. Here's Jack Donovan, gets away from a defender, fires a three on target but long, tipped to the perimeter, and secured by Mason Balzer here for Berean Academy. Rossville leading it 3-2, 4:36 to go first quarter. Here's a post touch, going to work. Little up, little under move, shot might have been partially blocked. Second chance rejected out of bounds by Andre Johnson. Jace Unruh had a couple of looks, but Johnson, that beast mentality down low. The Warriors keep the possession. 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Rossville leading it 3-2. They get it left side in the corner. This is Friesen. Had it knocked away on the left wing. Gathering. Now driving. Gets to the rack. Shot up and good. Wyatt Friesen is on the board for Berean Academy. And they have their first lead of the game at 4-3. About to the halfway point here in this first quarter. Right side of the floor. Jack Donovan. He'll get to the corner, dump it down to Cam Miller. He's quickly triple-teamed. It does not matter. Using the strength to get it up and in for two. Cam Miller on the board. Rossville back in front. 5-4. Officially past the halfway point here in the first period. Rossville still in that extended 2-3 zone defense. Balzer has it right side on the wing. Back up top to Friesen. Left side, Kakula the touch. Back to Balzer, right side on the wing. Still trying to navigate exactly what they want to do here. Here's a baseline jump shot way off the mark. Backside rebound here for Jack Donovan. Rossville trying to add to a 1-0 or a 1-point lead, excuse me, at 3.5 minutes to go in the first. Here's Cam Miller, thought about triggering a three. Instead, Donovan back up near midcourt. Here's Jacoby McDonald getting the call. And he'll reset it near midcourt. 3:20, clock moving first quarter, 5-4, Rossville. Here's Connor Bush, up top to Johnson, post touch for Miller on the right block, reaching around, a foul's going to be called on Jace Unruh for Berean Academy. Team number 3 against the Warriors, and a sub in here for Berean Academy. We'll see Lawson Wiebe, 5'11", junior, into the ballgame. So Rossville will throw it in, leading by one, Jacoby McDonald. Trigger in that inbounds pass to Cam Miller through his hands, ricochets off to the left and out of bounds for a Rossville turnover. Unfortunate bounce there for the Dogs, so they give it up for a second time here in the opening quarter. 3:11 in this first period to go. Rossville 5, Berean Academy 4. Still that 2-3 zone defense here for Rossville. Here's Balzer, here's Friesen, right side on the wing. They get a middle touch with Beverlin. Straight away, Friesen, three. It's off the heel. Long rebound, though, for Balzer, and he collects on the right wing. Second chance opportunity here for Berean Academy. Right elbow touch. Now to Friesen, left wing. Into the corner, Beverlin fires. He airballs a three. And a rebound for Andre Johnson. Here come the Dogs. The one-point lead, 2:38 to go. McDonald had it knocked away in the paint, trying to shimmy his way back to it, able to gather. And now he backs it up here on the perimeter and hands it off to Jack Donovan. Here's Donovan waist high with the left-handed dribbles. Now Cam Miller down low. He'll go to work. Shot up. No, he left it short. Pretty good look. Rebound Berean Academy and Unruh. Here is Unruh still with it. Picks it up high post. Long pass into the left corner with Wiebe. He'll dribble baseline. Get to the right side. Balzer fires. Looks good, but it's long. Fighting for the rebound. Another offensive rebound here for Berean Academy. And we get a whistle and a foul against Rossville. I believe it's Jacoby McDonald who picks that one up his first. And the first team foul against Rossville. First subs here for Coach McDonald and Rossville. Landon Lewis has checked into the game. And Cale Horgan has also checked into the game for the Dogs. 2:07 left, opening quarter. Low scoring, 5-4 Rossville. Green Academy to throw it in underneath. Got a couple second chance opportunities as they get a shot inside off the inbounds pass. Should have probably went. It did not. Rebound Cam Miller. Here comes Rossville looking to add to a one-point lead. Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Jack Donovan. Now McDonald in the corner right. Going to work. He'll get baseline. He'll get all the way. Force up a tough shot. No. Trying to fight for his own rebound. Tipped into the hands of Beverlyn. And here comes Berean Academy down one. On the dribble right now, Jace Unruh. Trying to wrap a pass and somehow deflect it off Cam Miller's face. And it goes right back to Unruh, and a step-in jump shot from the free throw line is butter. Jace Unruh, his first field goal, and Berean Academy retakes the lead. It is 6-5 at under 90 seconds to go here in the first. Here's Jacoby McDonald. He'll bounce it to Landon Lewis. A little bit more right side on the perimeter. Now using the dribble once. Back up top, Jacoby McDonald. Goes left of the Cam Miller screen. He'll pop. He'll fire a straightaway three. Missing off the left rim. Rebound Warriors. Here comes Berean Academy from left to right. Leading it by one with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Right side of the floor. It is Lawson Wiebe. They move it. Left side corner three wide open. Hits the side of the backboard. And then it's rejected on the second chance. Here's Jacoby McDonald for Rossville. 49 seconds and counting. Tried to flip it up with the right hand. A lot of contact. No call. Now the Warriors pushing with numbers in their favor. To the right block. They kick it back up top. McDonald took a little while to get back. And a drive and a foul going against Rossville. Free throws coming for Berean Academy with 37 seconds left in the quarter. They get Cam Miller with his first. It's the second team foul on Rossville in this opening quarter. Emery Kukula at the line here for Berean Academy. His first free throw rattles out, no good. Jacoby McDonald will get a breather. Connor Bush checking in for him for Rossville. 37 seconds left in this opening quarter. Berean Academy leading it 6-5. With Kukula still at the line with one more free throw. The righty delivers and knocks it down. 3 points for Kukula here in the first quarter, and 7-5 now. Berean Academy plus two. Final 32 seconds of this first 8 minutes. See if Rossville holds for the final shot. Here's Miller between the rings out high. Berean Academy going man-to-man. Now Donovan. Now Lewis, little jab fake, no dribble. Right side of the floor, Cam Miller. Holding high above his 6'4 frame. Now straight away with Horgan. Landon Lewis going to work. He'll dart a pass. This is Bush. Baseline drive from the right corner off the window, and it got in there for two. Big play, Connor Bush. We're tied up at seven. Final 4 seconds here of the opening quarter. Here's Friesen. Pull up 18-footer. Spins it in there at the buzzer. 4 points for Wyatt Friesen, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Berean Academy, 9, Rossville, 7. Second quarter action straight ahead. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today, because your future deserves a legacy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. They're on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Megan Sturt and Brandon Salmon here courtside at Friends University in Wichita, Kansas. Side of the class. Two-way boys state tournament quarterfinal here with Berean Academy and Rossville. 8 minutes in. Warriors 9, Rossville 7. As we go to the second quarter here on the Pulse. Here is Jacoby McDonald for Rossville. First possession of this second quarter. Landon Lewis straight away. Post touch here for Cam Miller, and he's bumped from behind, and a foul called against Berean Academy down low. They get Chase Unruh with his second foul. First foul on either side here in the second quarter. Here's Landon Lewis up top. Jacoby McDonald. Now Jack Donovan thought about it. Has it on the right wing. Now McDonald driving in straight away. There's another bump, and there's another foul. So two fouls picked up in the first 19 seconds of this second quarter against Berean Academy. And it's Wyatt Friesen who picks up his first. And as I just mentioned, team foul number two. Still on this opening possession here in the second quarter. Jacoby McDonald thought about a three straight away. Little hesitation, going to work. Kicks it, Landon Lewis in the right corner. He'll go baseline, leaving his feet. McDonald back on the right wing. Now McDonald, he'll spin. Tough shot on two defenders. Not what you're looking for there. Rebound, Berean Academy. 40 seconds into this second quarter. First Warriors offensive possession here as they lead Rossville 9-7. Between the rings out high, Mason Balzer, the 5'8 junior point guard. Left side of the floor, it is Friesen for three. Left it well short, and a rebound secured by Cam Miller in Rossville. Here's Connor Bush, knifing through the lane. Up top it goes Cam Miller, now McDonald left wing. Wants a screen here by Cam Miller, they'll reset near midcourt. Here's Jack Donovan, backing out straight away. Now handing off, Connor Bush, left side Cam Miller. Miller wanted to go to work, one dribble right. Landon Lewis now, he'll hop step to the right block. Left-handed shot, good and one, Landon Lewis. What a play by the 5'10 sophomore Landon Lewis. His first points here tonight, and we're tied up at 9. 6:40 to go in the half. Third team foul against Berean Academy, and the first against Will Stook, who just checked into the game. So here's Landon Lewis at the line, shooting his 35th free throw attempt of the season. Lefty wears jersey number 13, and the bank's open. Here at Friends University, he knocked that one down for the three-point play. 3 points for Landon Lewis, and Rossville taking the lead back. It's 10-9, 90 seconds into the second. Rossville staying in that extended 2-3 zone defense. A lot of perimeter passing here for Berean Academy. Finally get it in the middle. Now Freeze in a baseline drive, cut off by Cam Miller. Gets it back out into the left corner with Unruh. Unruh had it knocked away by Lewis. Rossville saying it's their ball, and it appears it will stay with Berean Academy. Good action here in this first half. Winner gets St. Mary's Colgan in the semifinals on Friday night in Emporia. Berean Academy with Balzer right side on the wing. Looking for that middle touch with Friesen, not there. Back up top to Balzer, left side. Friesen now towards the corner. Kukala with it. Balzer again, picks it up straight away. Short corner now. Closed down by Landon Lewis. Balzer back up top. Puts it on the deck. Angling right. Makes a nice move to the lane. Can't get a shot to go off the window. Cleared away by Cam Miller for Rossville. 10-9 in favor of the Dogs. Road team on the scoreboard. 5:45 clock move in second quarter. And McDonald on the wing is going to be called for a travel. Shaking his head no. Not sure where that one came in. Nonetheless, third turnover against the Dogs. And Rossville leading by one at 5:44 to go until the halftime break. Berean Academy getting the possession back into the front court from left to right. Here's Balzer up top. Once again, still that zone defense here for Rossville. Here's Friesen. Touch pass into the corner with Unruh. Balzer up top. Angles right to the wing. Straight away. Kukala with it. He'll tee up a three. Banks it in. Felt like it took forever to get there, and it's Kukala for three. He's got six. And Berean Academy back in front. It's 12-10, about 3 minutes into this second quarter. McDonald on a drive and a foul on the Warriors. That is team foul number four. The final 5:14 of this quarter. Rossville going to be in the bonus. Mason Balzer picks up that foul, his first. So certainly an advantage on that aspect of it here for Rossville. It'll be Jack Donovan to throw it in, leading scorer. And set to be a first-team All-League selection, averaging 20 a game, yet he has not scored here in this opening half. Gets it into Landon Lewis, now Bush, now McDonald diving in. He'll get in the paint, tried to shovel it off to Landon Lewis, and it's taken away. Steal for Berean Academy. Here's Balzer, right side of the floor. Kukala with it. Now Balzer, somewhat contested three from the right side, well short. Rebound with strength. Cam Miller with two hands up high. And McDonald's pass into the front court is taken away by Friesen. Green Academy gets it right back. Short corner right. Three ball on the way. Snook. It was long off the heel. Pushing now. Connor Bush here for Rossville. Right side of the floor. Jack Donovan. Landon Lewis. Hop step to the right block. Gets his own miss. Fighting for another one. Can't get it to go. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Good minutes off the bench for the sophomore here, Landon Lewis. Team foul number 5 against Berean Academy. It is Will Snook who picks up his second foul. And Landon Lewis back to the line. Capped a 3-point play earlier in this quarter. As free throw is short, no good. Trent Bemberlin checking back in here for Berean Academy. Andre Johnson and Cale Horgan back on the floor here for Rossville. McDonald and Bush currently going to get a breather here on that right sideline for Rossville. One more free throw here for Landon Lewis. Lefty spins it through. It is off the heel strong. He goes 0-for-2. Rebound Berean Academy. Warriors leading it 12-10. 4.5 minutes to go, first half. Perimeter passing here on this zone defense. Balzer, left corner it goes. Beverlin looking for Friesen up top. It's tipped away. Cam Miller comes away with a steal. Long pass up the floor, and it's out of bounds. Just had too much on it. Trying to beat everybody up the floor was Cale Horgan. And Rossville gives it right back. Had an opportunity for a transition bucket. So Berean Academy back into the front court with that 12-10 lead. About the halfway point here of this second quarter. Rossville, they have set in this zone defense the entire game to this point. Here's Friesen, thought about a three. Now Balzer tees it up left wing, carries it. Mason Balzer from downtown, his first basket today, and the largest lead here for the Warriors at 5. 15-10, Berean Academy officially past the halfway point in this second quarter. And now that pass for Andre Johnson is taken away. Turnover Rossville. Long pass up the floor. Shot rejected by Landon Lewis, but they're going to call him for a foul. And free throws coming for Berean Academy. Lewis picks up his first foul on Rossville here in the second quarter. That puts Wyatt Friesen at the line to shoot two for Berean Academy. Friesen's got 4 points here in the first half. His first free throw, no good. Jacoby McDonald right back into the game here for Rossville, taking the spot of Landon Lewis. Now 3:42 left until the halftime break. Friesen is second. That one's good. He goes 1-for-2. He's got 5 here in the first half for Berean Academy. And the Berean Academy lead is 16-10 at 3:35 and counting second quarter. Here's Jacoby McDonald. Goes between the legs with the dribble on the right side. Spins by the defender on Friesen. Darts a pass left side. Open three. That one long. Missed by Horgan. Rebound goes to Berean Academy. Here's Jace Unruh. Right in front of the midcourt line. Friesen right side of the floor. Bouncing it up top straight away. Kukulla has it between the rings. Directing traffic against this 2-3 zone defense of Rossville. About 3 minutes left here in this first half. Berean Academy leading by 6. Here's a short corner touch. It's Unruh. Now inside. Friesen tried to force it up through the trees. No good. It was a little bit short. Rebound for Rossville. They're down 6. Under 3 minutes to go until the halftime break. Here's Jack Donovan. Leading scorer has yet to score in this game here tonight. Jacoby McDonald going to work. Spins in the lane. Dragging that pivot foot. And that is a travel. 5 turnovers here in the second quarter for Rossville, giving up some possessions as Berean Academy brings on, back on, I should say, Lawson Wiebe, as he will take the spot of Trip Beverlin. 2:42 to go, first half, Berean Academy 16, Rossville 10. Warriors back into the front court from left to right, number 2 seed, number 2 ranked in the state. Their record is 22-2 and have won 8 consecutive games coming in. Left side of the floor, Wiebe the touch, and his pass into the lane is taken away. Good job there by Cale Horgan. Turnover by Berean Academy. 2:20 and counting, first half, 16-10, Berean Academy. Jacoby McDonald on the dribble between the rings out high. Jack Donovan, left wing, going to work. He'll step back, 19-footer, air ball. It went over the rim, and right there for the rebound was Friesen for Berean Academy. Balls are left wing, Friesen, now right side of the floor. Kukulla with it. Friesen thought about it. Middle of the zone. Shot is up, and that one is good. Jace Unruh has four. Timeout Rossville. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. A minute 57 to go in this first half. Berean Academy, their largest lead at 18-10. Going on a nice little run here to create a little bit of separation right now on Rossville late in this second quarter. Again, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tabman with you. 96.9 The Pulse. Megan Sturton, our studio producer here for this one. As we are courtside at Friends University on the campus of Wichita, on the campus of Friends University. Berean Academy again leading Rossville right now, 18-10. At 1:57 to go in this first half. And Rossville, let's see how they dissect this final just south of 2 minutes of this second quarter. Jacoby McDonald across the midcourt line. His pass left side on the wing to Cale Horgan. Now short corner with Johnson. He'll spin into the lane. Kicks it back to Miller. Right side, Jacoby McDonald. He'll go baseline. He'll get to the rack. He'll lay it in for two. Nicely done, Jacoby McDonald. He's got four. 18-12, Berean Academy. 90 seconds to go in the first half. Right side of the floor. Touch right now. Kukula. Balls into Friesen. Balzer gets it right back. A lot of perimeter passing. Trying to flash into the middle of that zone. They get it back into the left corner. Three on the way. It's an air ball. Rebound, Rossville. That one missed by Wiebe. Here's Horgan. He'll take it all the way. A little up and under. Can't get the English. Jack Donovan had a chance to put it back up and in, but he left the putback short. Berean Academy right back up the floor, leading by six with a minute to go in this opening half. Let's see what Berean Academy does here. No shot clock to this point yet. We'll get there at some point. Trying to look for a pass inside, tipped out of bounds by Horgan. So Berean Academy will keep it. 49.7 seconds remaining. Our score is 18-12. This will be Friesen to throw it in. Oh, and not paying attention. Wide open. Kukula for two. That's just a lapse there for the Rossville defense. 20-12, Berean Academy. 39 seconds and counting until the halftime break. Here is McDonald down the middle of the floor. Left side to Horgan. Post touch here for Cam Miller. Lost it off his foot. Out of bounds for a Rossville turnover. Turnovers in this quarter have really been an issue for this Rossville team. And right now, 30 seconds and counting until the halftime break. Berean Academy will walk it into the front court with Balzer, the 5'8 junior point guard. And Rossville sitting back in that zone. Certainly, both sides appear to be content on playing for the final shot here in this first half. 13 seconds. Balzer has it right side. Friesen between the rings out high. Down to 7 seconds. They get a post touch. Unruh turning, firing, missing off the heel. Jacoby McDonald has a lot of speed. He'll get to half court. He'll fire it up at the buzzer. He nearly got it to go from 45 feet. Well, that takes us to the end of the first half here on the Pulse. Boys, last 2A state tournament quarterfinal. It is Berean Academy 20 and Rossville 12. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horrock Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horrock, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorrockLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth builds the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big. Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development Home Loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Friends University in Wichita, Kansas. You're listening to the Giant Communications JB and Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Megan Sturton, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Stadman with you here today. Well, our boys game at the half. Class 2A State Tournament quarterfinal. Number 2 seed and number 2 ranked Berean Academy leading the Rossville Bulldogs. It is 20-12. Rossville struggling in that second quarter, which is 5 points. Had more turnovers in the second quarter than they did points. It was 9-7 at the end of one, Berean Academy plus two, and the Warriors with an 11-5 advantage in that second period to put us where we're at right now, which is 20-12 in favor of Berean Academy. Going through some of the numbers in that first half, starting with Berean Academy, you have Kukula leading the way. He had 8 points, couple of rebounds for Berean Academy, 5 points as well for Wyatt Friesen. And then 4 points from Jace Unruh and 3 points from Mason Balzer. For Rossville, again, not much in the scoring department. 4 from Jacoby McDonald. 2 apiece from Connor Bush and Cam Miller. 3 from Landon Lewis. And 1 point as well from Andre Johnson. Jack Donovan, Rossville's leading scorer, has not scored in this game. Came into it averaging 20 points a contest. And if Rossville wants to spring an upset here tonight, Jack Donovan, he's going to have to get going in some capacity on the offensive end in the second half. Shooting numbers for both these teams. Berean Academy, they shot 8 of 27, 29.6% from the floor, 2 of 11 from 3, that is 18.2%. They were also 2 of 4 from the free throw line, good for 50% in that regard. Rossville, 5 of 17 shooting. In the first half, 29.4%. They were 0 of 4 from 3, 0% in that regard, and then 2 of 5 free throw line as well. Berean Academy, 7 points off turnovers. Both teams have 8 points in the paint, and Rossville has only had one bench player score, and that was Landon Lewis in the first half. Berean Academy just 2-0 in the second chance points category. Berean Academy led 9-7 at the end of one, outscored Rossville 11-5 in the second. Our score at the half is 20-12. Again, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
When you need surgery, you want expert care close to home. At Community Healthcare System, our skilled surgical team provides a wide range of procedures using advanced technology and a patient-centered approach. From preparation through recovery, our team is focused on your comfort, safety, and the best possible outcome. The care that you need, the team that you trust, right here in your community. Talk with your provider about surgical services at Community Healthcare System or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, high-quality care close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dialed in here on the Pulse as you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, our halftime score, Berean Academy 20, Rossville 12. Getting you caught up on the bracket. Two of the low seeds have already advanced here today. You heard it right here on the Pulse. Five seed St. Mary's knocking out the four seed Thomas More Prep at final 60-44. And right here on this floor, a little while ago, was St. Mary's Colgan, the six seed, knocking out the three seed Classical School of Wichita 54-47. Colgan gets the winner of this one between Berean Academy and Rossville on Friday night in Emporia. St. Mary's will await the winner of top seed undefeated defending champ Sterling and eight seed Douglas, with that game currently in progress here in Wichita at Coke Arena. Get our score here at the half. Berean Academy 20, Rossville 12. A final 60-second timeout. Second half coming your way next.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here courtside at Friends University in Wichita, Kansas, getting ready to start the second half. Boys Class 2A State Tournament quarterfinal action. Two seed and number two ranked Berean Academy leading the 7-seed Rossville Bulldogs 20-12. St. Mary's Colgan awaiting the winner in Friday night's semifinals out in Emporia. That start time will be at 7:30 on Friday night. The St. Mary's Bears, which we'll have right here on the Pulse at 5:30 on Friday, will take on either Sterling or Douglas. Here we go from right to left. Berean Academy leading by 8 with the opening possession of the third quarter. They get a post touch inside and active hands by Jack Donovan forcing a steal. Donovan fading to his right. A pull up is short. Rebound Warriors. Pretty decent look for Jack Donovan. Still scoreless to this point. 20-12. 25 seconds into the third quarter. Once again, Rossville. And it's not been the defensive issues. It has been the offensive issues for Rossville in this game. They stay in that 2-3. Balzer had it left side, freezing straight away, launching one into the corner. Kukula has it, now a short corner touch. This is Swayze, who was saddled with some foul trouble in that opening quarter. Right side of the floor, it is freezing. He'll go baseline. Now Swayze inside, he had it knocked away on a steal. Andre Johnson to McDonald, two-on-one break, beautifully executed. Andre Johnson, the assist, and Jacoby McDonald with that too. It is 20-14, Berean Academy. A minute gone by in this third quarter. Rossville team, they got to get out and run. That is when they at their best. Balzer has it up top, right side of the floor. Kukula with it. Now a touch on the block, nearly losing with Swayze. His pass to the perimeter was nearly taken away by McDonald. Fans wanted a foul behind me. They did not get it. Now an up and under move. Ball gets knocked away, and Rossville coming away with it. 90 seconds into the third quarter, 20-14 our score. Rossville trying to chip away. Here's Donovan straight away. Thought about it. Green Academy. And a man here on the defensive effort. Johnson, they were looking for him on the right side of the floor. Threw his hands and out of bounds for a Dawgs turnover. Rossville had 9 turnovers in the first half, make it 10. And a majority of those turnovers came in the second quarter. Not quite 2 minutes into this third period. Berean Academy leading it 20-14. Looking for a pass on the left side block, deflected out of bounds by Andre Johnson. So Berean Academy will keep. Left side of his own backboard, Emery Kukula, 6'2 senior, 8 points here tonight. Triggers in the inbounds pass, left corner. Friesen, now Balzer, right side of the floor. Kukula going to get it. Now shot on the block, no good, but a foul. And free throws coming for the junior, Wyatt Friesen. First foul on Rossville here in the second half. It is Cam Miller picking up his second. So here is Friesen at the line. He's got 5 points, 1 for 2 at the stripe in this game. And that one off the heel, strong, no good. Now 1 for 3 at the line in this game. And this Rossville team 9-2 over their last 11. Berean Academy coming in with 8 consecutive wins under their belt. Second free throw good by Friesen. He goes 1 for 2. He's got 6 points in the game. And it looks more like a football score right now. 21-14, Berean Academy. Just past 2 minutes gone by, third quarter. Here's Cam Miller straight away. His pass to Johnson. Johnson got it off the deflection in the paint. Now McDonald going to work in the paint from the left wing. Now it's Bush driving baseline right. Back to Miller in the right corner. Now high right on the wing, Jacoby McDonald. Jack straight away, guarded here by Kukula. Trying to lob one over the top to Miller. Settles it in, and he lays it in off the window. McDonald the assist. Cam Miller plus 2. 4 points for Miller. 5:25 to go third quarter. 21-16, Berean Academy. Left side of the floor. Friesen has it on the wing. Going back and forth with him and Unruh. Unruh has it. Now a fadeaway Jay inside. Leaning left. That is soft touch. Kukula for 2. He's got 10, first player in double figures for Berean Academy, 23-16 Warriors. Here's Jack Donovan, gets by the defender, pulls one up from 17, right wing, left it short, rebound Berean Academy. Hesitation, now Friesen, he'll go all the way on 3 black jerseys, and he'll get hammered to the ground, and a foul's going to be called against Rossville. So right back to the line, Wyatt Friesen will shoot 2. So Connor Bush picks up the foul. Friesen at the line once again, 2 for 4 at the line in this game. He's got 6 points and make it 7. 24-16, Berean Academy. Tied for their largest lead of tonight's game. Second by Friesen, that one's good. 9-point Berean Academy lead, their largest of the game at 25-16, under 5 minutes and counting, third quarter. Here's Jacoby McDonald down the middle of the floor. Passing chest high, left side to Bush. Now a touch for Johnson in the lane, losing ball on the deck. Bodies hit the floor, and they're going to call a tie-up here on the right wing. Possession arrow is going to keep it here with Rossville. Berean Academy got good length on the perimeter. Their defense has been hounding here today. We got a little stoppage in the action. They got to wipe up the spot where the bodies hit the floor. Make sure no slippage is involved moving forward. Got 4:37 to go, third quarter. 25-16, Berean Academy by 9, their largest lead of the game. Here's Jacoby McDonald, about 5 feet in front of me to my right, throwing in the inbounds pass. Gets it right back in front of me, high right on the wing. Waist high dribbles with the left hand, back to the head of the circle. He'll go left to Jack Donovan. gets by a defender, lost it, and a turnover. Here comes Berean Academy. They had some numbers, but Rossville doing a good job transition-wise on the defensive effort, but Balzer gets a wide-open three. It was halfway down and out, and it goes out of bounds back to Rossville. Boy, heck of a look in that right corner by Mason Balzer, but it was halfway down and out. No, Rossville catching a break there. Jacoby McDonald came into today's game, 144 assists this season, the all-time leader in that category in Rossville boys basketball history. Here's Cam Miller, high right on the wing. Skips it left side. It is Jacoby McDonald. Now straight away, it's Andre Johnson looking inside, puts it on the deck, spins in the lane, gets trapped in a double team. Now he gets it right back into the right corner from Connor Bush. Here's Jack Donovan up top, 3:43 and counting, third quarter. McDonald darts one, right open underneath. What an assist right there as Cam Miller puts it up and in for two. Two baskets, 6 points in the game for Cam Miller. Two baskets I mentioned here in the third quarter. 25-18, Berean Academy. Free throw line touch here for Kukula. Back up top, Balzer, right side of the floor. Now coming off the down screen, Unruh, working one dribble right. Now freezing the touch. Balzer wanting a post touch, looking for Swayze. He'll turn right into a triple team. Missing off the heel, but right place, right time for the putback. It's up and in by Jace Unruh. 6 points for Jace Unruh, and it's 27-18, Berean Academy, as we're south of 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Jack Donovan again, not a single point yet in this game for Rossville. You can see Berean Academy with a heavy emphasis on defending him. Here's a drive and a hard one there by Connor Bush. Knocked to the floor and a foul called against Berean Academy. I think it's Balzer who picks up that one, his second. And Berean Academy, team foul number one here in the third quarter. Here comes Cale Horgan back into the game for Rossville, and also Landon Lewis as well. Taking the spot of Andre Johnson and also Connor Bush. McDonald lobs a pass, top of the key, Horgan. Now Jack Donovan. Here's Landon Lewis, a baseline drive and a little bump, and they blow the whistle for the foul. They'll get Jace Unruh with his third. The third foul on Jace Unruh, 6'2 junior. Second team foul on Berean Academy here in the third quarter. We're at 2:37 left in this third frame. Warriors leading Rossville 27-18. Landon Lewis spinning left on the block. Body control, but he can't get the shot to fall. And a rebound for Berean Academy. They lead it by 9 into the front court. Wyatt Friesen. Left side of the floor. Touch. Jace Unruh. Balls are right side. Now towards the corner. It's Lawson Wiebe who just checked back in. Rossville finally switching it up. They're going man to man. Wiebe on the right side. Straight away. It's Jace Unruh. One dribble right. Picks it up. Left side on the wing. Friesen looking for a pass inside. Now post touch here. Turning. Unruh. Bouncing one. Left corner. Three on the way. It's good. Wyatt Friesen has 11, his first three of the game. The third three for Berean Academy, and their largest lead now is 12 at 30-18. Now we get a whistle and a timeout. It's going to be a full. We'll follow suit. Fans wanted to travel there against Jacoby McDonald, but they did not get the call. 1:48 to go, third quarter. Berean Academy leading at 30-18 over Rossville. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory. Presented by Giant Mobile, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student-athletes. Good luck at state.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Megan Sturton, our studio producer today here on the Pulse. Brandon Temin with you here courtside at Friends University in Wichita, Kansas. Boys Class 2A State Tournament quarterfinal right now. 2-seed, number 2 ranked Berean Academy leading Rossville 30-18, 1:48 to go, third quarter. Rossville. It's their second consecutive trip to the state tournament. Last season, they were ousted in the first round by El Saline. Green Academy in search of their third boys basketball championship. Good set out of the timeout. Easy layup diving in from the left wing. Jacoby McDonald, who's got eight. Big basket there for the Dogs. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. They trail 30-20. Good movement on the perimeter. Now a post touch inside for Swayze. A little bit of a bump there, and if that's Cam Miller, that's his third. And that is the case for the 6'4 senior. Team foul number three against Rossville in the third quarter. 1:27 left in this frame. 10-point Berean Academy lead, and now a whistle and a foul before the pass is even thrown in, going against the Dogs. This one on Landon Lewis, his second, just barreling over a Berean Academy warrior. Levy knocked down Swayze, just trying to fight through a screen. So it's team foul number four. Next one puts Berean Academy in the bonus. They get it into the right corner here with Weeby. Trying to set it up into the right side corner. Defended well there by Cale Horgan. Here's a left side three, and it is nothing but nylon. Buried by Lawson Weeby. His first basket tonight. 4-3 tonight for Berean Academy, and it's 33-20 with a minute 10 to go here in the third. Jack Donovan still scoreless. Has it high right on the wing. Now Landon Lewis will spin baseline. Good defense underneath. Might have got away with a walk, but he got it up and in. No whistle. Landon Lewis has five in the game. 33-22, Berean Academy by 11, and now a foul near midcourt, which is going to put Berean Academy in the bonus. And it's Jacoby McDonald. That's going to be his second. So free throws coming for 5'8 junior point guard Mason Balzer. First time at the line for him. He knocked down a three in the second quarter for his lone points here in this game. And his first free throw is up and in. He's got four in the game. 34-22, Berean Academy. 52.7 ticks remaining in this third quarter of play. Balzer's second free throw. Spins it in there. He goes 2-for-2, and he has five in the game. Wyatt Friesen right back onto the floor. Trip Beverlin checking back in as well. It's a Baker's dozen right now for Berean Academy. 35-22, under 50 seconds and counting in the third quarter. Rossville, they've scored just 15 points since the first quarter. Here's Landon Lewis in the lane. Now short corner left, spinning. Horgan using some strength. He'll get it up and in. Big play by Cale Horgan, 35-24, Berean Academy, final 25 seconds of this third period. Rossville desperately needing a stop here to close the quarter. Right now near midcourt on the dribble, Wyatt Friesen being closed out by Landon Lewis. We're at 14 seconds to go. Kukula has it. Now Balzer straight away about 40 feet. 8 seconds and counting. They go right back to Kukula. Now straight away, it's Beverlin. Balzer looking for a pass. McDonald got a hand on it. Now we get a whistle and a foul. Let's check the call. It's going against Berean Academy. With 2.2 seconds to go. And Balzer picks up his third. Team foul number three. So Rossville up 75 feet away from the basket to throw it in near sideline. Just 2.2 seconds remaining in the quarter. Let's see who they get it into. That one passed right in front of me. I'm going to catch it right here. We got an incredible athlete sitting at the scores table with 1.8 seconds now remaining. Right here in front of me at midcourt. Jacoby McDonald to throw it in. Does so. Gets it right back to McDonald. He won't get a shot up in time. Just wasn't quite aware of the time left, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. Rossville, they're going to have to rally. They've been stymied all night. Berean Academy 35, Rossville 24. We go to the fourth quarter. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JVN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, right here on the Pulse here tonight. Fourth quarter action, boys class 2A state tournament quarterfinal. Berean Academy leading Rossville 35-24. As we go to the fourth quarter here on the Pulse, Berean Academy outscoring Rossville 15-12 in that third period. Berean Academy, the opening possession here offensively in the fourth quarter, going from right to left. And Rossville's going to have to rally if they want to extend their season to Friday night. Three-man weave on the perimeter here for Berean Academy. Rossville back man-to-man here, played majority of zone defense in that first half, but they have switched it up here in the second. Left side of the floor on the wing, Jace Unruh gets by Andre Johnson, lays it in for two. 8 points for Jace Unruh. He has a basket now in all four quarters. 37-24, Berean Academy by a Baker's dozen. 30 seconds in, Jack Donovan still scoreless, trying to find a look. He's just being stymied all night. Here's Cam Miller inside, counted and one. Cam Miller. Two deep on the right block. 8 points for Cam Miller and a chance for one more. Check the Berean Academy foul. It's Jace Unruh, and that's going to be his fourth. Here comes Landon Lewis back into the game for Rossville, taking the spot of Andre Johnson. And here comes back into the game Tripp Beverlin, who will take the spot of Unruh, who just picked up his fourth foul. 7:21 left in the game, 37-26 Berean Academy. Cam Miller trying to cap off here a three-point play. Be his 92nd free throw attempt of the season, and that one spun in there. So 9 points for Cam Miller. It is 37-27, Berean Academy by 10. 45 seconds into the fourth quarter. Now Rossville showing a little pressure here in the full court. Berean Academy breaks that press, and we settle back in the front court here. Balzer, the touch up top, gets by Donovan, left side on the wing, Kukula with it. Now right side of the floor, Wyatt Friesen. They reverse it. Kukula again, left side of the floor. Puts it one dribble right, straight away. It is Beverlin. Into the corner with Balzer. Being guarded by Jacoby McDonald. Fairly lengthy possession here being utilized. There's a whistle and a foul on the floor. A drive from the right side by Kukula. And it's Landon Lewis picking up his third foul. And the first foul on Rossville here in the fourth quarter. We played a minute 15 of this final 8 minutes. Rossville trailing 37-27. Berean Academy to throw it in. They get it into the right side corner. Now back up top. This is Beverlin. Now Balzer near midcourt straight away. Right side of the floor. Now on the drive, it's Wyatt Friesen, and we get a whistle and a foul away from the ball, and I think it's going against Jacoby McDonald. Trying to fight through a screen. He doesn't agree with the call. Or correction, no, they're going to get that on Connor Bush, his second. So McDonald maybe just saying something there, trying to defend his teammate who picked up his second foul. About 90 seconds into the fourth quarter, Berean Academy settling in. They lead it 37-27. They get a post touch here. Here's Swayze going to work. Good defense there by Cam Miller, forcing it back out on the perimeter. Right now, left side of the floor. Kukula with it. Now balls are up top. Now Beverlin, free throw line, had it knocked away. Gets it back up top. Wyatt Friesen now, driving to his right. Pulls up, right elbow. It's nothing but net. 13 for Wyatt Friesen. And it's 39-27, Berean Academy, 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Can't squander many possessions. McDonald, a drive, hits the heel. Miller trying to fight for it. He gets it for a second time. This one not good. He nearly had an and one. But Cam Miller, extra effort down low. He'll go to the line to shoot two. They get and Swayze with the foul. That puts Cam Miller at the line to shoot two. With 5:51 left in the game. 9 points here tonight for Cam Miller. And his first free throw is good. Now 2 for 2 at the line in tonight's game. First dog into double figures with 10. Andre Johnson checking back in here for Rossville, taking the spot of Connor Bush. 39-28 Berean Academy. 5:51 left in the game. Miller has one more free throw. Holding with the left hand at the left tip. One dribble. He'll fire. And it's off the heel strong. Rebound Berean Academy. So he goes 1 for 2 on that trip. And the Warriors still leading by 11 at now 5:43 and counting, fourth quarter. Berean Academy the advantage with the double-digit lead, plus the no shot clock here yet. Here's Balzer, gets by two defenders, right side pass, freezing on the wing. Straight away up top, Beverlin, one dribble left. Now Balzer, right side on the wing. He'll go one dribble left and get it back up top here to Kukala. Balzer, right wing, looking for a short corner touch here. And they got it there with freezing. Now looking for Swayze inside. It was high through his hands and a turnover. Here comes Jacoby McDonough. He'll take it all the way. Can't spin it up and in. Lewis, the offensive rebound, gets a man in the air. Count it and one. Landon Lewis, right place, right time. He's got 7 and a chance for one more. It's a 9-point game at 5:07 to go. 39-30 Berean Academy. Landon Lewis off the bench, providing a spark with 7 points. Still a chance for one more. Rossville has a team this season, 62% at the line. Lewis himself just a touch south of 56%. This one hits the heel, falls off, fighting for the rebound, and it's taken down by Berean Academy. And Jacoby McDonald was going for a steal in the backcourt, and they whistle him for a foul. Third foul on Jacoby McDonald. It is team foul number 3. Both teams now 3 fouls each here in the fourth quarter. We're about 3 minutes into this final 8 minutes. I think we're going to get a timeout here. I think Rossville's going to burn it. Let's check, see if it's a 30 or a full. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. So again, 5:02 to go in the game. Berean Academy leading it 39-30. Megan Sturt and Brandon Tamman with you here on the Pulse. Again, 2 low seeds have already advanced in this bracket. You heard it right here on the Pulse earlier today. 5 seed St. Mary's beating 4 seed Thomas More Prep 60-44. They'll get either Sterling or Douglas in the semifinals on Friday night at 5:30 in Emporia. And St. Mary's Colgan awaiting the winner of this one here as the 6 seed Panthers knocked out 3 seed Classical School of Wichita earlier today in this building. That final was 54-47. Right now, out of the timeout, Berean Academy. Appears they're going to have to be dealing with a full court 2-2-1 press by Rossville. Just about 3 minutes into this fourth period with Berean Academy leading by 9. Here we go. Back to the action here on the Pulse. We got Jack Donovan, Jacoby McDonald at the top of that 2-2-1 press. Berean Academy gets it middle of the floor. That's what you're supposed to do. And they break the press with ease and settle in the front court. Here's Balzer, right side on the wing. 5:45, clock moving, fourth quarter. 9-point Berean Academy lead. Here's a post touch. Swayze back to the bucket on the right block. Backing down, Johnson gets too deep, puts it up and in. Size advantage for Nolan Swayze there. That's his first 2 tonight. 41-30 Berean Academy. Cam Miller drawing, or trying to draw a foul there on a left side drive, but it goes out of bounds. Rossville will keep it. Coach Brandon McDonald wanted a foul there, did not get it. Been a fairly physical game here tonight. 4:29 to go, 41-30 Berean Academy. Here's Lewis, left side McDonald on the wing. Cam Miller straight away. Now Johnson on the right wing, one dribble left. Now Jack Donovan still has yet to score in this game. Picks it up on the right wing, back between the rings with Johnson, who hands it off to his left to Jacoby McDonald. Straight away about 40 feet from the basket. Now McDonald, knifing through, gets in the lane. He's bumped and fouled. Team foul number 4 against Berean Academy. So the final 4:09, Rossville going to be in the bonus. As that foul, we check it. Trip Beverlin, that's his first. As we just mentioned, team 4. Johnson gets a look inside on the entry pass, and he gets a shot up off the rim. No good, but a foul. Andre Johnson going to the line to shoot two. Johnson just 1 point in this game, went 1-for-2 at the free throw line in the first quarter. He had just 1 point in the sub-state championship last weekend against KC Christian, and averaging about 6 points, three rebounds a game. First at two here is short, no good. 11-point Berean Academy lead as we about touch up on the halfway point here in the fourth and final quarter. Johnson taking his time. Settles and fires. Missed them both. And it's out of bounds. And they're going to say last touched by Cam Miller. So Johnson goes 0-for-2 there. And it stays 41-30, Berean Academy at 4:07 to go. And now Berean Academy working with a full court man-to-man press here. But once again, they have done a great job breaking it, but a pass through traffic nearly taken away by Jack Donovan, but somehow Balzer gets it in the right corner. Boy, heck of a save. Pierce Friesen in the lane, leaning left and getting a kind touch off the 10. 15 for Wyatt Friesen, and it's back to 13 at 3:43 and counting. 43-30, Berean Academy. Here's Landon Lewis, left side. Donovan, finally a decent look, but he can't get it to go from the left wing. And a rebound for Friesen. He's picked up right before midcourt. And a little bit of a struggle there. And a timeout going to be called by Berean Academy. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Warriors 43, Rossville 30. 3:29 to go in the game. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JVN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on 96.9, the Pulse, Megan Sturt and Brandon Tamman with you. Well, right now for Rossville, they got work to do. 3:29 left in this game. Out of this timeout, they trail Berean Academy 43-30. Tied for the largest lead in the game here for the Warriors. Berean Academy at 22-2 on the year. They are the number two seed in this bracket, number two ranked team in the state. They led it 9-7 at the end of one, 20-12 at the half, and the lead for Berean Academy was 35-24 going into this fourth quarter. And right now, with 3.5 minutes to go, it's 43-30. Here's Friesen getting into the front court. Being hounded by the sophomore Landon Lewis. Rossville ramping it up man-to-man. Here's Friesen bumped. Near steal there by Lewis. The right side of the floor, it goes to Tripp Everlin, and that pass is taken away by Jacoby McDonald. He'll go coast-to-coast, can't get the English. Tipped around a couple of times, and Berean Academy coming away with it. Boy, pretty decent look in transition there for Jacoby McDonald. Now under 3 minutes to go officially. A 13-point Berean Academy lead. They have the possession. Here's Balzer up top straight away. Left side, Tripp Everlin. Now Swayze, left corner. Little head fake. Works it back to the left wing. Hands it off right there to Kukula. He backs it out near midcourt. 2:40 and counting left. It's a 13-point deficit right now for Rossville. They got work to do. They have one foul to give as well. There's a whistle, and there is that foul to give at 2:34 to go. So the next one puts Berean Academy in the bonus. And it is Jack Donovan. Boy, credit Berean Academy the way they have defended Jack Donovan here tonight. Leading scorer for this Rossville team has been held scoreless to this point. And there's just 2:34 left in the game. Berean Academy, the advantage is 2.5 left. And there's another bump and a foul on Jack Donovan once again. That'll be his second. And free throws the rest of the way for Berean Academy. As we'll put Kukula at the line for two. He's got 10 points. He had 15 points in their sub-state title win against Mound Ridge last weekend. And he knocks in the first one here. He's got 11. Makes it 44-30. Largest lead now for Berean Academy with 2:29 left in the game. And the second. Got them both. 12 for Cacala. Now a little delay of game here. Rossville will throw it in. Again, 2:29 left. They're down 15. They have got to go to work. Landon Lewis will roll it in. Jacoby McDonald will pick it up. Down the middle of the floor. Now picks up the pace. Left side, Lewis on the wing. Little head fake. Gets in the lane all the way. Nicely done, Landon Lewis. Plus two and a quick timeout for Rossville. Boy, Landon Lewis, 9 hard-earned points off the bench. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 2:19 left. Berean Academy 45 and Rossville 32. We're back after this here on 96.9 The Pulse.
It's the fourth quarter, and your life's moving fast. The clock is ticking on your financial future. But wait, here comes Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, he's drawing up the financial game plan to help protect your family, grow your savings, and prepare for retirement. And here's the big news, Topeka. Prudential finally has a local agent back in the game. So don't go into the financial season without a coach. Call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial and start building your winning financial game plan.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, Megan Sturt and Brandon Tedman with you. We are in Wichita, Kansas, on the campus of Friends University. Boys Class 2A State Tournament quarterfinal. Right now, Rossville in a little bit of trouble. Out of this timeout, just 2:19 remain in the game. 45-32, the Berean Academy advantage. Right now, a Baker's dozen. Wyatt Freese in the leading score for Berean Academy with 15. Emery Cucullah with 12. Right now, Cam Miller leading Rossville with 10. 9 from Landon Lewis and 8 from Jacoby McDonald. Berean Academy working on this pressure. They get it into the front court. There's a quick foul. Stops the clock at 2:16, and free throws coming here for the Warriors. They get Connor Bush with his third foul. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. And Cucullah will shoot two here. And the first. That one off the heel strong. 45-32. Two more subs in for Rossville. Jack Donovan and Andre Johnson taking the spots of Horgan and Bush. Second free throw. That one's good. Cucullah. He's got 13. 46-32. Berean Academy by 14 with 2:10 to go. Here's Jacoby McDonald. He'll knife his way. Get one up and in for two. 10 points, Jacoby McDonald. 2:05 to go. Berean Academy leading 46-34. Landon Lewis defending Friesen well. Left side of the floor, Swayze. Back to Friesen up top. 1:54 and counting. And there's the foul. That puts Cucullah right back to the line to shoot two. He's 3-for-4 at the line in this fourth quarter. That's 13 points. Wyatt Friesen leading the Warriors with 15 in this game. Right back to the line. The 6'2 senior. First free throw. Good. He's got 14. And Rossville in some trouble. 47-34, buck 53 to go. And the second here is good. Cucullah's got 15 to match his teammate Wyatt Friesen for the game high. Here's Jacoby McDonald into the front court. Rossville down 14. Jack Donovan hoisting a heavily contested three. It's an air ball out of bounds. And the Warriors get it right back with a minute 42 to go. Maybe offense for defense subs here for Rossville. Horgan and Bush checking back in for Donovan. And also Andre Johnson. So Berean Academy dealing with this full court man-to-man press. And there's a quick foul going against Jacoby McDonald. That's going to be his fourth. And free throws coming for Mason Balzer. Balzer's got 5 points in the game. He's 2-for-2 at the line. 1:41 to go. Berean Academy lead at 48-34. And Balzer's first. No good. Halfway down and out. Johnson in. Donovan right back into the game here for Rossville. Again, offense for defense, as Horgan and Bush will take a seat on the dog bench here. Balzer trying to go one for two, and he's able to do so. 6 points in the game for the 5'8 junior point guard, Mason Balzer. 49-34, Berean Academy. Here's McDonald on the drive. Shot going to be no good. They're going to say on the floor, but free throws coming anyways for Jacoby McDonald. Friesen picks up the foul, his second. Again, both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Rossville about to bring on three players here after this first free throw by Jacoby McDonald. And that one is good. Got the shooter's touch. First trip to the line in this game for Jacoby McDonald. That was his 89th free throw attempt of the season and his 57th make at the stripe, right about 64%. 49-35 our score. And the second, good by McDonald as well. So he's got 12 to lead Rossville in this game. So we're down to a minute 35 with Rossville trailing by 13. They get it in quickly to Friesen, and there's the foul going against Landon Lewis. That'll be his fourth. So Friesen will shoot two free throws here. He is 4 of 6 at the line in this game and is tied for a game-high 15 points. Now simply, if you're Berean Academy, just knock down your freebies, and you'll advance to Friday. And the first one here by Friesen is no good, off the heel strong. Right back in, McDonald, Donovan, and Johnson here for Rossville. Friesen trying to go one for two on this stint. And he does. 16, a game high for Wyatt Friesen. 90 seconds to go. Berean Academy leading it 50-36. Rossville, they got to go quick. Lewis on a double team, little up and under move. Can't get it to go. Rebound Warriors. And there's the foul. If that's Lewis, that's number 5. And his reaction makes it seem like it is the case. So Landon Lewis. What a game for Landon Lewis, the sophomore off the bench. 9 hard-earned points, but he's going to foul out with 1:20 to go. And his team trailing 50-36. Kukula at the line to shoot two. And the first one here, a little bit short. He had made his last 3 from the line. We're down to a minute 20. And the second one here. Kukula knocks it through. He's got 16 to match his teammate Friesen for a game high. 51-36 for Berean Academy, a minute 15 and counting. Here's McDonald on the drive. Cam Miller, straightaway 3 off the heel. McDonald fights for the rebound through all the trees. Gets one up and in for 2 and a quick timeout. That's all hustle and effort there for Jacoby McDonald. It is a full timeout. We'll follow suit. But Berean Academy in control. Minute 7 left in this one. It's Berean Academy 51, Rossville 38. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now the Rossville season on the brink of coming to an end with a minute 7 to go. They are down 13 at Berean Academy at 51-38. Just a minute 7 left in this one. As both teams come out of the timeout, Berean Academy, of course, dealing with some full court pressure by Rossville. There's the entry pass to Friesen. He is quickly fouled. Andre Johnson will tally that one up on him. And we walk 90 feet from right to left. Free throws coming for the Warriors. So Friesen at the line. He's got A game-high 16 points. A 6'1 junior. Wears jersey number 24. His free throw. No good. Missing off the right rim. McDonald and Donovan right back into the game. Again, offense for defense. Strategic sumps here for head coach Brandon McDonald. He's trying to do everything they can to pull off something crazy. Freeze in second. That one's no good. He missed them both. But the curse of the offensive rebound on a missed free throw. And there's the foul. And Friesen fouled. He's right back to the line. That is extremely unfortunate for Rossville. Now 1:03 left in the game. And the foul was on Connor Bush, his fourth. And this free throw up and in by Wyatt Friesen. And he has got 17, a game high, six of which here in the fourth period. And Friesen this time goes 2 for 2, and he's got 18. Final minutes of this one, 53-38, Berean Academy. Jack Donovan trying to draw a foul on a deep three, high off the rim, no. Rebound Warriors, secured by Swayze, and there's another Rossville foul. Down to 51 seconds to go. Jack Donovan picks up his fourth foul. He has not scored in this game. A frustration looming large for the Dogs. So again, Friesen right back to the line to shoot two, trying to ice this game. And he's now made three in a row. He's got 19. Well, looks like Coach Brandon McDonald might be waving the white flag. Here comes Dalen Dick, a 5'9 sophomore. And Jack Donovan will walk off the floor for a final time. What a career for the 5'10 senior Jack Donovan. Certainly not the way he wanted to go out. As another sub is in, John Henry. And here comes Cam Miller. He is walking off the floor for the final time. Gets an emphatic hug from his head coach, Brandon McDonald. What a two-year run it's been for this Rossville program. Green Academy going to bring on some subs as well. Will Snook will check in. They're going to clear the bench. Levi Goddard, a 6'3 junior. Seth Wiebe, a 5'8 junior. So both teams waving the white flag, and Berean Academy will move on. We still got free throws here coming for Wyatt Friesen. This is going to be his 9th and 10th free throw attempts of the fourth quarter alone. We've got a game-high 19, so both teams clearing the bench. Friesen's first tier is good. Or correction, that was his second. Beg your pardon, missed the first one. It's 55-38, and Berean Academy fans are on their feet. For the final 47 seconds here for both these teams, Berean Academy will move on to take on St. Mary's Colgan Friday night. Here's Dalen Dick on a baseline drive for Rossville. Lobs the pass back up top. Cale Horrell, left side on the wing, Dalen Dick. He'll work in the lane. He'll force a shot. He'll draw a foul. 30.9 seconds remaining. Dalton Morgan, a freshman, picks up that foul for Berean Academy. And Dalen Dick at the line, just his 5th and 6th free throw attempts of the season coming, and this first one is no good. 55-38, Berean Academy. 30 seconds away from closing this one out. He misses them both, and a rebound for the Warriors. See if they run it out here. Of course, fans want the bench players to get involved here down the stretch. I will say, an incredible atmosphere it's been here today for these games inside this gym at Friends University. A little bit smaller than the Tony's Pizza Event Center. It gets loud. It's packed. It has created a fun environment here for these first-round games. But Berean Academy salting away the clock. Final few ticks off the clock, and that will do it. Berean Academy advancing to the semifinals on Friday night, where they'll take on St. Mary's Colgan in the boys 2A state tournament semifinals. Final score in this one on the polls, Berean Academy 55, Rossville 38. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here one final time, courtside in Wichita, Friends University, as you're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Megan Sturton, Brandon Tabman with you. Final score in this boys 2A tournament quarterfinal. It is the 2-seed and number 2-ranked Berean Academy moving on as they eliminate the 7-seed Rossville Bulldogs. Final count here tonight was 55-38. So, Berean Academy advancing to Friday night's semifinals. They'll take on the 6-seed St. Mary's Colgan at 7:30 at White Auditorium in Emporia. And then St. Mary's, of course, will still have coverage of the St. Mary's Bears on Friday here on the Pulse at 5:30. As haven't seen a final yet, but it was either going to be Sterling, the defending champs, or Douglas awaiting the Bears in that next round Friday at 5:30, which we'll have right here on the Pulse. Well, again, a Rossville team, second consecutive season They make the state tournament second consecutive season. They are ousted in the opening round. Last year, it was to El Saline, 82-78. And this year, it's to Berean Academy, 55-38. Get you some of the final numbers. We'll wrap things up, get you on out of here. We appreciate everybody hanging with us here tonight. Jacoby McDonald led Rossville in this game. He had 14 points. Cam Miller added 10. 9 points off the bench for Landon Lewis. And then 2 points for Connor Bush. 2 points as well for Cale Horgan. And then 1 point in the book from Andre Johnson. 20 points tonight for Wyatt Friesen. He led the way for Berean Academy. Emery Kukula added 16 points as well. 31-22, the rebound advantage for Berean Academy in this game. 11-7 turnover numbers, with 11 for Rossville and 7 for Berean Academy. Some of the shooting numbers in this game, it was not good for Rossville, and that shows with only 38 points in the final tally. From the floor, okay, 40%, 16 of 40. But Rossville, they were 0 of 9 from 3 and just 6 of 15 from the free throw line. Berean Academy hit 42% of their shots, 16 of 38. They were 4 of 14 from 3 and 19 of 28 from the free throw line. They were 17 of 24 from the free throw line in the second half alone. Berean Academy led it 9-7 after 1. It was 20-12 Warriors at the half. 35-24 Berean Academy going into the fourth quarter, and the final coming out to 55-38. In Rossville, had a lead early in the first quarter. Their largest lead was 3, but once Berean Academy took over, they were off and running. Berean Academy's largest lead was 17 in the final minutes, as the score was tied twice, and there was 5 lead changes in the game. The Berean Academy improving to 23-2 overall. It is their 9th consecutive win. They get St. Mary's Colgan Friday night in Emporia in the 2A boys state semifinals. Rossville, their season ends at 17-8. Second straight season, they're ousted in the first round of the state tournament. Shout out to the Rossville seniors, Jacoby McDonald, Jack Donovan, James Wunsch. You got Connor Bush, Cam Miller, John Henry, Eden Thompson as well. A heavy senior class for this Rossville team. Jacoby McDonald, we have a couple all-time greats when you just look at a couple of these guys. Jacoby McDonald, again, all-time leader in career assists and for a season. Number 2 all-time in steals for the Rossville boys basketball program. Again, Jack Donovan, he was averaging 20 points a game coming into tonight. He is held scoreless. Never would have thought that had been the case in this game. He was 0 of 8 shooting and 0 of 5 from 3. But still, one of the best to ever put on a Rossville basketball uni, Jack Donovan, as he is second all-time in career points, 1,439. Also top 5 in career steals. Also the all-time leader in career three-pointers. So, Rossville's going to tip the cap to a very good and productive senior class, and they will have to turn the page to next season, as they will have a lot of new bodies on the floor and try to build this thing right back up, as they have now made the tournament in back-to-back seasons, but both years being gone in the opening round. So again, shout out everybody in the Rossville community. Thank you so much for letting us do this here today. But unfortunate ending for the Bulldogs as it comes to a close here in the first round in Wichita as we wrap things up here. Again, final score, it is Berean Academy 55, Rossville 38. We still got coverage of the St. Mary's Bears here on the Pulse Friday night, 5:30 in Emporia. I'll be on the call in the semifinals of the Boys Class 2A State Basketball Championship Tournament. So we'll talk to you on Friday night in Emporia. Until then, Megan Sturton, appreciate it very much. I'm Brandon Tabman, signing off in Wichita. You've been listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.